Track 4. Fast fashion forces closure of Salvation Army banks. Residents in part of Teignbridge may notice changes to their local textile bank service as 8 Salvation Army banks are due to be removed. The Salvation Trading Company has provided a textile recycling service across Devon since 2016. However, following a strategic review of its clothing bank network in response to changing market conditions, the Salvation Army is adjusting its clothing bank network. This change will enable us to use our resources more effectively to manage the unsustainable volumes of used textiles across the UK, the Salvation Army Trading Company said in a recent statement. The statement goes on to say, as part of this review, a number of clothing banks will be removed. However, many other banks remain available for public use, and we continue to expand our network of more than 250 charity stores. The following banks will be removed by the end of January: the Strand Car Park, the Strand Starcross, Sandy Lane Car Park, Sandy Lane Dawlish, Barton Hill Car Park, Barton Hill Dawlish Lower, Lower Ness Car Park, Ness Drive, Sheldon, Jack's Patch Garden Centre, Tynmouth Road, Bishop Stainton, Court Street Car Park, Betton Way, Moreton, Hampstead, Dawlish Warren Car Park, Beach Road, Dawlish Warren, and Main Car Park off B3387, Widdicombe in the Moor.
Devon pushes ahead with SEND reforms. Devon County Council has shared an update on its major programme to improve support for young people with special educational needs and disabilities. The Building Inclusive Learning Communities work is part of the wider SEND transformation programme, refreshed last year to speed up improvements and make sure children get the right help at the right time. The programme focuses on early support, better partnership, working and helping more children have their needs met in local mainstream schools. The council says too many families currently rely on long waits, diagnosis-led processes or specialist placements far from home. This latest update, presented in January 2022 to the council's chief... Presented on Thursday, January the 22nd, to the Council's Children's Services Scrutiny Committee, highlights progress in bringing education, health and social care services closer together, as well as work to increase school capacity so children with additional needs can be better supported in their own communities. The report also recognises wider challenges, including rising demand, financial pressures, and the environmental impact of children having to travel long distances to school. The council says increasing inclusive education locally will help reduce travel stress, cut carbon emissions, and make services more sustainable. Councillor Frank Biederman said, every child in Devon deserves a chance to learn, grow and succeed close to home. I am pleased to see real progress being made.
Generic defection. MP Mel Stride responds. Central Devon MP Sir Mel Stride has responded to attacks levelled at him by defecting Conservative Robert Jenrick. Jenrick, an outspoken critic of the Tory policy on immigration and welfare, was sacked by Conservative Party leader Kimmy Badenoch after it emerged he was plotting to defect to Reform. This he duly did and went on to publicly criticise the previous Conservative administration under Rishi Sunak, including Sir Mel's approach as then Secretary of State for Work and Pensions. Jenrick, a former minister, said, the Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride has rightly attacked Labour for hiking taxes to fund more scrounging. But there is just one problem. He was the cabinet minister who oversaw the explosion of the welfare bill, and it was him who blocked the reforms that are needed. Stride told the Okehampton Times, Kimmy dismissed Robert Jenrick after clear and irrefutable evidence showed he was secretly planning a defection to Reform, designated to inflict maximum damage on the Conservative Party. Kemi acted decisively. The public are rightly fed up with the plotting and psychodrama. Kemi will not stand for it. Our party is changing. Reform is the party of high welfare and fantasy economics, and we are focused on responsibility, discipline, and the issues that actually matter. Sir Mel Stride has been MP of Central Devon continuously since 2010. He held on to his seat by just 61 votes at the last general election.
Former hotel gets residential approval. A former hotel in Bovey Tracy can continue to be used for residential accommodation, planners have agreed. The Edgemoor Hotel in Lower Down, now known as Edgemoor Manor, had been operated by owner Simon Crowe and his wife since 2008. Business plummeted during the COVID pandemic, and attempts to sell the property as a going concern proved fruitless. No longer commercially viable as a hotel, Mr. Crowe created 9 en-suite letting rooms with residents given the use of a large shared kitchen. Teignbridge Council granted a licence for the property to be used as a house of multiple occupation in January 2025, but in July informed Mr. Crowe he should also obtain planning use for a change of use. That has now been approved, subject to several conditions, including that the building should be occupied by no more than 8 separate households and 10 people at any one time. This is to prevent overcrowding and ensure the occupiers experience an appropriate level of residential amenity. All 9 rooms are on the first floor of the building, which began life as a grammar school in 1879 before becoming a hotel. A council officer report said a planning policy specifically permitted the conversion and reuse of existing redundant or disused buildings in the countryside for residential purposes. Mr. Crowe said staffing costs of £300,000 per year weren't sustainable, and the new HMO arrangement had created homes with an amazing community spirit going on.
Young farmers turning manure into money. Young farmers will be delivering bags of manure to residents in Newton Abbot and nearby villages in February. Newton Abbot Young Farmers Club will be hitting the road again on February the 22nd for its dung run. Members will shovel up dung donated from local farmers and then deliver it to grateful gardeners and growers who placed orders with the club in advance. 4 bags of well-rotted horse manure for £10 and free delivery. Sign me up. To get your bags booked, phone Becca on 07407 380715. The dung run comes ahead of the club's charity breakfast on March the 29th at Ilsington Village Hall from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.